You would think that Moshe Rabbeinu, that when the Torah wants to describe his greatness, it would have to have pages and pages. And yet we only find really one specific midah that the Torah praises Moshe Rabbeinu about, where the Torah says, V'ho ish Moshe onav ma'oid mikol adam asher p'nei adama, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble and modest person of anyone in the entire earth. We mentioned in the past on the Baal Shem Tov that why does it say mikol adam? The word adam, the Gemara tells us in Chulin that there were three outstanding tzaddikim who are examples of humility. Avram Avinu, who said, Anochi ofor v'efer, that I'm dust and ashes when I'm in the presence of Hashem. David HaMelech, who said, V'anochi toilas v'lo yish, in the presence of Hashem, I'm a worm, I'm not a human being. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, V'nachnu mo. Out of these three, Moshe Rabbeinu is the most humble of the three. And the Baal Shem Tov clarifies in saying, that note, the other two use the word anochi, I am the. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't use the I word when he wanted to speak about himself. He said, v'nachnu, we, my brother and I, we're nothing. He avoided using the word anochi when he didn't have to. So in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Torah praises him for his anova, it's because he was a chacham, he was a gibor, he was Oshir, he had all these attributes, and still he attributed it all to Hashem. When Hashem first created the world, shortly afterwards, there was a generation of people who decided that they want to do battle with heaven. And they said, Nivne lonu ir u'migdol, we're going to build for ourselves a city and a tower, V'roishoy b'shamayim, and this tower will be reach all the way up to heaven, V'nase lonu shem, and we'll make a name for ourselves. We'll make a name for ourselves, nase lonu shem. The Zohar HaKadosh asks, what migdal, what tower is there that reaches up to heaven? A shul, a beit knesset, a yeshiva. That's a place on earth whose purpose is to reach up to heaven. We're using this as a place to pray. When the Mishnah tells us at the end of Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu b'olamai lo broi elo lichvoidoi, Hashem created it for his honor. As the Pasuk says, Kol hanikra bishmi v'lichvoidi, everything that has my name and my honor on it, Hashem says, Berosiv yetzartiv asisiv, I'm the one who created it. So here, the mistake in these people thinking that they want to do something, they want to do something of Kedusha, but they want to do it to make a name for themselves. And here the Mefarshim point out, we see an incredible thing, that when it came to the Mishkan, where the Torah tells us clearly, Vayaviu HaMishkan El Moshe, that everyone contributed to it, but everyone had to bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is mentioned in a few portions in the Torah. It starts off in Parshas Truma, and then we have Parshas Tetzaveh, which we're going to be reading this Shabbos, and then Vayakel Pikudei, and Parshas Tetzaveh is all about the Mishkan, from beginning to end, all about the Mishkan, the menorah and the Mizbeach, everything in it. In Parshas Tetzaveh, you don't find Moshe once. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned at all throughout the whole parsha. And one of the things that this shows us clearly is that this was the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, who built this sanctuary for Hashem, only for Hashem. He wasn't looking to have any mention of his name at all whatsoever. So here we have an example of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. In the Nelam of Moshe, the hiddenness of Moshe is Parshas Tetzaveh. The place where you would think his name should be mentioned there 20 times, no mention of his name at all. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness. That's this Anova. And that's what made him so beloved by Hashem. That's what even gave him the ability again and again to achieve forgiveness for all of our sins. We should be zeichet to prepare for the major holidays coming up, Purim and Pesach. We should be zeichet to see all the yeshuas that Klal Yisrael needs.